All right, B-Mitch Philly, 106.7 The Fan. Let's go straight to the BetQL guest line. Talk to our buddy from Chicago, Mr. Brad Biggs. And he's right here, locally from the DMV area. He works for the Chicago Tribune on the beat for the Chicago Bears. And he also is a contributor to the Molly and Hall, show at 670 The Score. Brad joins us on the BetQL guest line. Sports betting has come to Maryland. Don't place that first bet without checking with BetQL. BetQL analyzes every game to find you the most profitable betting opportunities. Get 3 free days of BetQL access by downloading the BetQL app or visiting BetQL.com. What's up, Brad, man? How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys on this Friday?
Man, we're good. It's a little chilly when we woke up this morning, in the 30s this morning. But you know what? That's what happens this time of the year. This is when you know football is getting serious.
Football weather. I like it. It's gonna be dry this weekend, right?
That's what they say. So, you know,
all right.
let's hope it stays that way. You'll be inside the press box. You'll be fine.
Oh, yeah, and that's quite a press box there. Holy smokes.
All right, Brad, so is it as exciting in Chicago as it is here in D.C.?
Yeah, I mean, you talk about two franchises that have been languishing for quite a while. Been a long time since either organization has had any semblance of sustained success, right? And that's what everybody's goal is. And you talk about droughts in terms of playoff victories. Like, you get the Bears with Washington. I think the Jets are in that mix. Miami, you know, some teams that have gone an awful long time. And so the excitement's palpable in the city. There's energy and growing confidence, I think, within the building for the Chicago Bears. And it's an interesting game because neither team's beaten anybody that you look at right now and you say, hey, that's a really good football team. I thought the Commanders' Monday night victory over the Bengals was a really good win. And I think the Bengals are probably a little bit better than the record indicates right now. But largely, I think these teams have kind of taken advantage of a whole mess of bad football teams in the NFL right now, one of them being the Carolina Panthers. What a train wreck that outfit is.
It definitely is. And I know you keep your ears on the ground here from the area because you're from here locally. But, you know, the quickest way to start to get, you know, the hype and the excitement around the team is to have a great young quarterback. And you look at Caleb Williams, didn't start off as fast, but has been coming on lately. Jaden Daniels here he hit the ground running from the beginning. You know, what's the hype like about with Caleb up there in Chicago?
Well, it's large and it's growing. And the fortunate thing for Bears fans, Brian, is that there's production that sort of comes along with the promise that you see in the guy, right? Uh-huh. And they've had other young quarterbacks lately where there's been all sorts of promise, but the production, you know, you're kind of like, it's over there. You kind of saw it here. You know, it really wasn't there. I'm talking about Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Justin Fields. With this guy, you've been able to see it. A little bit of a slow start. No question about it. They had some offensive line issues. The timing and rhythm wasn't there in the passing game, but it's come on. And you can legitimately say, hey, this guy's gotten better each week. Where it's interesting to me is that the Bears are coming into this game on a 3-game winning streak over the Rams, who were down some key players and didn't have Cooper Kupp or Puka Nacua. Over the Panthers and over Jacksonville, statistically, like three of the very worst pass defenses in the entire league. So what is Caleb going to look like when they're facing a better defense? Is he going to continue to excel? And he's growing, and he's got a wealth of guys to throw to. Like, he's got a better surrounding cast than Jaden has. When you talk about DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Roma Dunze, Cole Kmet. Like, they've got no shortage of guys, but it's really a fortunate situation for both teams because I don't know when you looked at the NFL draft, quarterbacks went 1 and 2, and you said, hey, both teams got it right.
Yeah.
Like, there really aren't examples of that. This could be an instance where that indeed happened.
Well, looking at Chicago's defense, you know, they're going to be – they have a better defense, I think, than most teams we play other than the Baltimore Ravens. And there is the chance that Jaden may play. I know when TV and the NFL flexed this game, they were expecting to have the top two quarterbacks in the draft to be facing each other. But there's also a chance that Marcus Mariota could be playing. The defense, you all have some guys that are a little banged up. How are they doing at this point?
They've been pretty good on defense here. The one question mark I would have for the Bears going into this game is their ability to stop the run. Obviously, the Commanders have done a fantastic job on the ground. I think the quarterback keys it, and not necessarily his production, which has been outstanding, 370, 380 yards rushing, but it's the threat of him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
And that's what attracts the eyes of defenders. It's what gets attention, and it creates opportunities for other guys, because the Bears statistically had not been very good against the run until the last time out over in London, when they held Jacksonville to 68 yards rushing, a really underperforming Jaguars team that was chasing a ton of points in that game. So they ditched the run. I don't know how the Bears will hold up against a good rushing attack in a game where the score is competitive. Like, if that's the case, can they rise to the occasion? Because they just gave up too many explosive runs in the first, five games of the season. Mm-hmm. That would be a concern for me for the Bears. They've been very good against the pass. Jalen Johnson is as good a cornerback as Mariota or Daniels will probably face this season. A lot of guys don't even go his way. Their pass rush has been solid, with Montez Sweat attracting a ton of attention. So that's the strength of this football team. I would say, objectively, I think if you talk about the four units, Washington offense, defense, Chicago offense, defense, I think the Bears defense will be the best of the four units.
Mm.
On the field Sunday.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We're talking to Brad Biggs on the BetQL guest line. Brad covers the Chicago Bears for the Chicago Tribune. And you mentioned Montez Sweat, and a lot of people have been, when they call in, they're worried about the revenge game of Montez Sweat. How do you think he's fared so far this year?
He's been okay this year. You know, he draws a ton of attention, right? Like, you're getting ready to play the Bears, and you're an offensive coach. You're saying, okay, who can we not let beat us this week? And you're circling Sweat every time, right?
Yeah.
You're chipping on him. You're giving help. Whether it be a tight end, a back, he can't be the guy that comes in and wrecks your game plan. But his presence, and because of that attention that he commands, is allowing one-on-ones for other guys on a consistent basis that they've done a pretty good job with. I don't think Montez is putting a lot extra into this game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that he – like. The guy got what he wanted. What did he want?
He wanted
to get paid. He got paid. You know what? So he was probably hoping to get paid by the Falcons, where he'd go home and play in Atlanta. That didn't happen, but he got paid. And He's with a team that's doing well now. So I don't think that he's out to get anybody. You know, it's probably a chance for him to say hi to some people that he maintains a good relationship with and spent a lot of time with.
Well, Brad, I know TV and everybody was looking forward to the matchup with Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams. That may still happen. It may not happen. But what? What's the matchup that you see that Washington needs to be concerned about and flip it over to where Chicago needs to be concerned?
Well, I think Washington probably needs to be concerned with not allowing the kind of explosive plays that turned that game last season into a runaway, right? Like, their guys running open and one-on-one matchups that the Bears were able to dominate in that game to make it get out of hand pretty quickly there in Landover last season. And, you know, I look at what they've done so far, and you're talking about a complete overhaul at every level. And I think the job that Adam Peters and Dan Quinn have done to this point is phenomenal. Like, I don't know there's many things where they've pushed the button and it's been the wrong one. Mm-hmm. I still think it's a team that's probably a ways off. That's just a complete outsider here, okay?
Uh-huh.
Because I look at the roster and I'm like, boy, you know, need to get some help on the D-line. I look at the secondary and I think that's average probably on a good day. Like, they need some help there. So I think the Commanders probably want to try to eliminate the explosive plays that the Bears have been able to create here lately. They didn't at the start of the season. And those were such a huge factor in the game last season.
Mm-hmm.
Conversely, the Bears have got to stop the run, right? Like, you're going against a team that is among the best in the league at running the football with a lot of creativity with what Cliff Kingsbury's doing and some of the play design and things of that nature. It's not just an athletic quarterback that is kind of keying the whole thing. You got to stop the run, because if you can't make Washington a little more one-dimensional, it could be a real dogfight.
DeAndre Swift comes over to Chicago this year. And how big of a plus has he been?
He's been a nice player for him in the last few weeks. Got off to a really slow start. Like, you looked at it and you're like, why did they pay this guy in free agency? you know, because he's not gonna push the pile forward. But that's not why they signed him in free agency. They signed him because they thought he had big playability, and you've seen a little bit of that more recently, both in the run game. And then he can be explosive catching the ball out of the backfield. He can be dynamic in the screen game, which their screen game to start the season was horrible. Like, you know, they were averaging at one point like 2 yards per screen attempt. Like,
wow.
Maybe less than that. It might have been like 1.2. But they've gotten it together. And it's come together with what? Well, they've started running the ball more effectively. And hitting some plays, and Keenan Allen had missed some time. He's back healthy now. So it's interesting because you could see the growth in Caleb. You could feel the confidence kind of building within the locker room. And it's a young team that needed to learn how to win. I'm sure in a lot of respects the Commanders were in a similar position,
yeah.
But I think both organizations feel really fortunate right now to be right here going into this point in the season with the top two picks in the draft playing this well. It's like I said earlier, yeah, when's the last time that happened? Quarterbacks go 1-2, and both of them look like they could be a hit.
There you go. Well, Brad, I hope I get a chance to see you this weekend, but before you go, what's your prediction for the game?
You know, it's hard to pick because you don't know if Daniels is going to play, right?
Yeah.
And I think it's a Mariota's 2-0 in his career against the Bears, believe it or not. But I don't know that his team's won those games because of him. And I just – the unknown there led me to pick the Bears. But I'm telling you, if the Bears cannot stop that ground attack, it could be a long day for them. And they had some real issues with that earlier in the season. They've got a really good nose tackle in Andrew Billings. but some of the other guys have been susceptible to just getting turned, just getting out of position, mm-hmm. and like I said, too many explosive runs.
All right, Bradford, man, thank you for giving us some time. We will talk to you next time.
Have a great weekend, fellas.
Be cool. That's Brad Biggs joining us here on B. Mitchell Finney, 106.7 The Fan. From the Chicago Tribune, if you want to follow Brad, you can check him out on X at Brad, that's two D's, B-R-A-D-D, Biggs, B-I-G-G-S.